All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Michigan Wolverines are currently 5-0 in the Big Ten Conference, and now they have a game up on the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Big Ten East following Ohio State's surprising loss this past Saturday night to the Purdue Boilermakers. Everything, and I mean everything, is set up for Michigan to get to the Big Ten championship game for the first time in school history. You look at the remaining portion of their schedule. They have dates with Penn State, Rutgers, Indiana, and their regular season finale on the road in Columbus versus Ohio State. Now, Michigan has the best defense in the nation. Their offense has improved game by game as quarterback Shea Patterson appears to be much more comfortable than he was at the beginning of his Michigan career, which began with a 24-17 loss at Notre Dame on September 1st. You also look at running back Caron Higdon, which is as he is allowing this Michigan offense to stay on schedule. And, you know, there were some people that were ready to write Michigan off after their first loss of the season to the Irish. Then you factor in the 5-loss season that Michigan had last year. But game by game, this team has gotten better. And they found ways. They had a tough road win at the end of September over Northwestern. They really showed people that they were for real when they took Wisconsin behind the woodshed a couple of weeks back. And this past Saturday, they were able to go on the road to East Lansing and defeat the Michigan State Spartans. So that is really showing you what Michigan is all about. And only two teams, Notre Dame and Maryland, have scored more than 20 points on Michigan this season. And in the case of Maryland, one of their touchdowns came via a kickoff return. So Michigan's defense is definitely going to keep them into the contest. It just comes down to what they can do versus Ohio State, as that is the statement game for Harbaugh, because he still hasn't beaten Michigan State at home, okay? But, you know, he has what it takes to beat Penn State. But then you look at that Ohio State game, and that is the one if you are a Michigan coach and if you are an Ohio State coach. I mean, you go back to the struggles that John Cooper had during the 1990s as a head coach of the Buckeyes versus Michigan, and how many times he took undefeated teams into that contest and how many times did his Buckeyes lose. And on the flip side, that helped to make Lloyd Carr a star in Ann Arbor. You go back to the battles in the 1970s with Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler on the sidelines. And then, of course, you know how Jim Tressel was able to reverse that tide for Ohio State when he took over. And ever since then, you know, Ohio State has dominated this series. And for the folks at Michigan, they've seen only two victories versus Ohio State since 2001. But now they want this Michigan team, and they need this Michigan team to beat Ohio State at its height. And you look at it, Ohio State has really hindered their playoff chances. But what a better opportunity for Michigan to enhance their playoff chances and at the same time knock the Buckeyes out of playoff contention. So if ever there was a time for Harbaugh to have everything come full circle for him at Ann Arbor, the time is now. Everything, and I mean everything, is setting up for Michigan to get to the playoff. They came close 2 years ago in Columbus to getting past Ohio State. The game had to go to overtime. But this time around, if they can do it, And Harbaugh is already Michigan's favorite son. If he can find a way to do what he was supposed to do when he first came there, the people will never, and I repeat, never stop singing his praises, because this is one of the most storied rivalries in all of college football. But it's been one-sided lately. And if Michigan can find a way to do what they're supposed to do in the Big Ten this year, things will change the way that people look at this program. And then, and only then, will Michigan football be back, as everything will be coming full circle if they can finally win the Big Ten Conference once again. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.